In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The readings today, especially the Gospel, are a reflection upon faith and that God calls us to walk with faith and trust in Him, not seeking out miracles and signs, but that we walk in faith with trust, knowing God's truth and the signs that He has given us in His Son's death and resurrection and His victory over death and sin. Our Lord sighs because the Pharisees had already seen miracles, and yet they're asking for more signs. And this is because of the hardness of their heart, that their hearts are hardened against Jesus, and they are not open to what they have already received, showing us how important it is that faith requires an open heart, that we are open to God's grace and His gifts to us, and that we walk by faith. Also, they are testing God. They are demanding God do signs for them. They want God to work according to their will, not according to His divine will. They're putting their will above the will of God, and so we see that that we must trust God in all things and walk with faith. And thirdly, our Lord Jesus leaves them. Their opportunity passed. They had an opportunity to receive Jesus, to believe in Him as the Messiah. But yet, because of the hardness of their heart, because of their closed heart, they refused to recognize Him and see Him, and Jesus leaves them, showing to us that opportunities of grace can pass us by. If we do not use these opportunities of grace with an open heart, with faith, we can lose these graces, perhaps forever. And so it's just showing to us to be on guard against a hardened heart, that we want God, we want to be open to God's grace. We want to walk with faith, trusting in God always, and we want our lives to be according to God's will, not to my will. Today, as we begin this new week, let us turn to our holy guardian angels. It's such a wonderful reminder to us each week that we ask our guardian angels to help us to walk with faith, to walk with trust, and to walk to do the will of God in all things. We often forget to or neglect to turn to our guardian angel and ask our guardian angel's assistance, who can help us in so many ways to love and follow Jesus Christ. May we today be renewed in our intention to let our hearts open, always be open to God's grace, and to walk with faith and trust. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.